Blog Talk Radio.
Romans, and be not conformed to this world,
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Have you take out your Bibles? Hallelujah. Have them ready for when the pastor goes to give you all the addresses. You'll be ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Take out a composition notebook so you can write down all of the scriptures that the pastor is going to share. Hallelujah. You want to take notes. Take out a pencil or a highlighter. You may want to highlight your scriptures when you find them. Hallelujah. Which will be easy for you to go back to them the next time. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. We're going to take communion. Hallelujah. You maybe want to write down names of people that you want to pray for, names that you want to put into the atmosphere, you people that you want God to bless. Hallelujah. You may have met someone today that said, pray for me. My family needs this. My family needs that. My back is against the wall. Hallelujah. You may know someone that's in a hospital, someone that may be incarcerated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You want to put all these names into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. When we go to pray for our family first and our friends, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is able to connect the dots. We got to put the dots on the paper, though. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we can ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Don't forget to reset your alarms. Hallelujah. 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us. Hallelujah. Service and starting prayer. We had praise and worship first thing in the morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. And then we had, hallelujah, on Tuesday evenings, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Then Wednesday night, 7 p.m., we have midweek victory service. Hallelujah. On your calendars, you should have the men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. That's always the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then on Sundays at 3 p.m., yes, 3 p.m., hallelujah, we have our International Victory Miracle Service. And three having service, 3 p.m., that gives you enough time to sleep in if you worked the night before or whatever you've done the night before to give you enough time to have it together by 3 o'clock. Hallelujah, have service. If you aren't able to be here for the live service, you can still join us over the air. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for, hallelujah, the first and second Sundays of the month. Hallelujah, is the Potter's House Challenge. That's knowing the Roman road by heart. Hallelujah, knowing his addresses and being able to quote them. Hallelujah. And it's also first and second Sunday, the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. Third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. Hallelujah. Honoring the birthdays. Hallelujah. The people in congregation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. So if you have young people that you want to know, you want them to be brought up, hallelujah, knowing the word of God, bring them out to church. Hallelujah. Let them be taught by somebody that knows the word of God. Hallelujah. While you're being taught the word of God in one room, they'll be in another room. Hallelujah. Being taught by Elder QB Stevenson. Being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Our children. Hallelujah. I can't stress it enough. Our children need to know Jesus. Hallelujah. They need Jesus in their lives. Hallelujah. Then the fourth Sunday of the month, they're able to share with us. That's what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. In that fourth Sunday service where we have a guest speaker that comes in, our young people also have a part in that service. Hallelujah. They're able to share with us the scriptures and songs. Hallelujah. And they always leave us with a keepsake with the word of God on it. Hallelujah. They always bless our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That fourth Sunday after that spiritual meal, hallelujah, we always have a natural meal. Free fellowship dinner after service. Hallelujah. If you're unable to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. This month, we have a fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. This coming Sunday is the fifth Sunday, and it's Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah. Family came before the church. Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do with the family? Hallelujah. To have fun. Bring the family together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have game day. Take them out for a picnic. We're supposed to have some nice weather. Hallelujah. Have game day. Hallelujah. Have potluck. Hallelujah. They can't cook, tell them, pick them up something from the market on the way. Stick it in the microwave when you get to the house. Hallelujah. Just do something. Have the family together. Have some fun. Hallelujah. Rekindle the love that the family once had. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building, for this beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Classrooms, beautiful child care room with his own private interest. We thank God for what he's doing and done and going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God also for our new postal partners. Everyone that sends a seed in through the Cash App or our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We have a thank you gift for you. Hallelujah. You blessed us, and we just want to bless you back. Just saying thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also thank God for, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We are continuing our campaign, hallelujah, with our scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. Baltimore City have been blessed. Hallelujah. So many people have received scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. And for a donation of $5, you can still get a bag with five in it. Hallelujah. And give them out everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I haven't heard of anybody refusing one yet. And they are blessing people's lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for scripture wristbands, passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. To everybody we meet. Hallelujah. We also are accepting donations for warming packages for the homeless, for the needy, and for the winter. Hallelujah. And $4, hallelujah, will supply, hallelujah, one person with two pairs of socks, hallelujah, a neck warmer, a hat, some gloves, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you can donate as many $4 sets as you want. Hallelujah. As many $4 as you want. Send it to, hallelujah, P.O. Box 24554. Or even mark your envelope on Sundays. Or ever, we just thank God. We don't want the homeless to be out there cold. Well, that was for the winter and the end of December. We're going out to the Broadway supermarket. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to bless them not just with the word of God, but also with something to keep them warm. We thank God for that. And if you would like to be a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah. Registration is now open, and it starts in January. Hallelujah. The first Tuesday in January. Hallelujah. The Institute of the fifth semester. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to to be a part of that, please send your name, hallelujah, to 443-416-1201, and we'll send you the information. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anything, any clarity on or questions, please feel free, hallelujah, to call when the broadcast is over to 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Back to you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I want to just underscore the $4 is a small amount to help a homeless person stay warm.
Amen.
Everyone in need stay warm.
Yes, yes,
yes. Cash App, you can send it to $PPH2023.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, again, send it to the Potter's House, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's the Potter's House, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And again, the Cash App is $TPH2023. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Yes.
To the housekeeping suggestions on this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Believe.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for all those who have joined our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them and put the icing on the cake, tell them that God loves them too.
Amen.
We know that this thing that has saved lives, there's so many people walking around thinking that nobody loves them.
Mm.
But you telling them that I love you and God loves you too, that will mean so much to them. So thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God is more than enough.
Yes, he is, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, you are more than enough of me. Jehovah
Hallelujah. We're going to call out people's names.
Thank you, Jesus.
Play the selection, the prayer in the background. ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
Begin to articulate. Yes, we may not be able to hear you, but see, you're not calling out the names for me. You're
Hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you,
Jesus. For those that you're mentioning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you've forgotten somebody's name, but you know that cashier at Walmart that looked kind of sad and tears were in her eyes, call out. Look, describe her to the Lord. God will know who you're talking about. But it's time to pray for others, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've been praying enough of us for no more. Hallelujah. That's not the kind of prayer God wants us to pray. Yes, we can pray for ourselves, but we got to include others, too. Is that right? Can I get an amen, Pastor Peters?
Amen, amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God. Because see, we've been praising God, and I found out that Psalm 22:3,
hallelujah,
when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Atmosphere of blessing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that all right?
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to start this song. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We can start praying for us. Now, y'all will hear us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Names ourselves.
Yes. Hallelujah.
About whose name I'm calling.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And then expect God to move.
Hallelujah. Yes.
To follow.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Come thy kingdom be.
Thank you, Jesus.
For me and my family, my wife, myself.
Thank you, God.
Daniel, Tamla, Chris.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. My family.
Hallelujah.
Michael, and Mark, and Ariel. Elijah, Malachi, Gabriel.
Hallelujah. Dom, Pamela, Kimberly, Tiny, Earl, Tavon, Nick, Hallelujah. Dominic, Hallelujah. Elijah, Malachi, and
Mr. Larry Somerville and family, Mr. Paul The Quad Cities of Family. This is Michael Saunders of Family. This is Ryan of Family. This is Waters of Family. Marcia Abrams and family, Apostle Margie Mercer and family, Apostle Dustin Hoffman and family, Evans and family, Apostle Hayden and family, Mary Osborne and family, Dr. Aubrey Thompson and family, Dr. Nancy McKnight and family, Dr. Wenda Mack and family, Dr. Benjamin Ratcher and family, Dr. Lynette Brown and family, Dr. Hurley Russell and family, Dr. family. Hallelujah. Dr. Joy and family. Hallelujah. Sister Tiffany and family. Sister Doreen, Desjardins. Loretta Bedford and family. Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Marvin and family. Catch it, Tim Mambo. Hallelujah. Adrian Skye and family. Hallelujah. William Orange and family. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bruce family, the Duke family, the Herbert family, the Dick family, Tony Jordan and family,
Antonio. Hallelujah. Corey.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Hallelujah. God. Rupert, Steve Hancock.
Thank you, Lord.
And that Gordon and family, and that Miller and family. Cynthia Bailey and family, Pearl James and family, James Worthy and family, Al Lowry and family, Michael Irvin and family, Dr. Moran and family, Norman Nevins and family, Minister Jerry Cleveland and family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jerry Warren and family.
Hallelujah.
Mitchell and family. Hallelujah. Jerry Don Wilson. Harry Warsaw and family, Maisha Warsaw and family, Margaret Cook James and family, Lenore Smith and family, Hammond family, Rose K. K. My Hitchin for Food, Sonia Johnson and family, Sonia Johnson and family, Cynthia Johnson and family, Janetta McCord, Angela Jennings Hill and family, Rose K. K. Leslie and Johnson family, Valerie and Tony Montone and family, Jennifer Bob and family, Kevin and family, another Kevin and family, Kenneth and family, another Kenneth and family, another Michael and family, John and family, William and family, Rose and family, hallelujah, Lord, she came on my night, another Jerry and family, another Jerry and family, another, hallelujah, Lord, to God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Bonds and family, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keisha Harris and family. Hallelujah. Albert and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophet Rudolph Green and family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless the
name of God. Bless the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know what we should pray for.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Romans 8:20.
Pastor Max. Hallelujah. Right, all the right. Hallelujah. Somerville, ladies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Jason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Family, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Courtney and family, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another miracle and family, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Linda, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Put it up there. Edna and family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Reese, hallelujah. Glenda Blanchard and family.
Hallelujah.
Another William and family. Another Tavon and family. Another
Hallelujah. Everywhere you want to go, God knows where you're going. He
knows where to take you. He knows the turns. He knows where he wants you to, where you're not supposed to be from, because he's given us the Bible. Bible is our roadmap. Hallelujah. It's already given you instructions. The Bible is giving you instructions of what to do, what not to do. When you have plans in life, you want to end up a place. He already said in Habakkuk 2, write down the vision and make it plain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I'm not sure if we're on. Do you see any emails? I mean,
oh, I called him on.
Hallelujah.
I called and listened.
Yeah, he's hearing a beep.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
When someone called, call was cutting through, and ever since that person hung up, the call came across, I've been hearing a beep ever since. Hallelujah. But I did call in, and I did listen when we were on.
All right.
I could hear you. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. Hallelujah. To go anywhere, you have to know before you go, you have to have directions. Hallelujah. Or a roadmap. If it's to a trip you've never gone before, hallelujah, how do you know how to get there? Except a map. You have to follow some signs. Someone may give you some landmarks. Hallelujah. And the Bible is our roadmap and everywhere we need to go in life. My mom used to always write in our cards Proverbs 3:5-6. And that is, lean not to your understanding. It says, trust the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct you up our path. Hallelujah. Your parents will give you advice for your journey. Your teachers in school will always have advice for a project that they want you to start in. If you're taking swimming lessons, the teacher will instruct you what to do as to how to hold your breath, how to swing your arms, how to move your legs. Well, in our Good News Youth Club, they have been taught some rules and stuff for life too. And it's and three of them is if it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't do it. These are some God's for life. And I tell you, if you follow these, you will go wrong. The Word of God says you'll be the head and tail above only, not beneath. Hallelujah. If you're a child of God, you above. Hallelujah. You're going to always stand out. God, when you honor God, God is going to honor you. Always have you to soar above everyone. Hallelujah. Because you honor him. And he's always have your back. You may travel some roads you never traveled before. You may go some places you've never been. But when you ask God to lead you and guide you and direct you, you can be sure you're going to end up where you belong. Hallelujah, and above everybody else, and in front of everybody else, God is going to bless. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And young people, stay encouraged to live for Jesus. Be encouraged to do what's right. Be encouraged to go right with everybody else. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God will always have your back. Always have your back. So be encouraged. Hallelujah, back to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. Glory to God. And thank you for the Children's Corner.
Thank you, Lord.
On this wonderful Wednesday. May God wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening.
Thanksgiving in my heart.
The bread.
Yes, thank you.
And when he has given thanks.
Yes.
Thank you again, Lord.
Yes.
He broke it.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
This is my body.
Broken for you.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, social, and financial. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside our body. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 15, 20. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 6, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you. And likewise, the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he chose the cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, he declared, this is the New Testament of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. What do you have to do? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus is already in the doorposts and lentils of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lentils of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, God, you said, Mother Hoshea kicked. God, you said to bring you in remembrance, that we may be together, and that we may be justified. And justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus. So, Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, it will pass over you. And none of the of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faults, our ducks. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you just said, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ always covers us when we sleep. When we travel in vehicles throughout the land, we walk and talk, we worship and play, we work and play. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north face, brings to nil, utterly destroys every church that gets us and our family, every self. We call down the fire of heaven and Jesus on every curse that gets us and our family, every spell of the head. Fire, 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 fire The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already has seven such great nullifies, brings to the Lord, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, defibrillates, utterly destroys every ungodly. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord for holding communion on today. We remember. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our bonus family, according to Job, chapter 27 and 28, Romans 4, 7, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We declare in prayer that we are mighty men and women of valor, saved of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual. We know who we are from God's perspective. We're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us false brothers of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, Pastor, I need to ask you a question. What time is it now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Time zone, you live in a who? zone and a life zone simultaneously. I'm going back to the 1800s when the advent what seems to have caused accidents and problems was that various locales throughout the nation at a different time. And in order for the train to be on time, for people to make connections, they had to standardize time. Started towards the late part of the 1960s to standardize time zones. Now, forward to today, there are 24 time zones in the world. I think the United States has 28 time zones. When you deal with Hawaii, you deal with Alaska, and then the contiguous 48 states, there are about 8 time zones. So the United States has 15 territories. So there are different time zones. So together it's about 8. You live in a time zone, y'all. Number 2, postal zone. They used to have the pony, and they were on horseback. They were mail the one that was just addressed to James. It wasn't a whole lot of people, so they knew who James Smith was. There was a whole bunch of James Smith. So they took it to the farm. But there got to be a whole lot of this. And a whole bunch of people with the same name. There was a whole bunch of places with the same name. Hallelujah. There's more than one Baltimore in the United States. Did you know that? There's a Baltimore in the Midwest. There might be 2 or 3. Hallelujah. There's Washington, D.C., and there's a Washington State. There's some counties called Washington. So in order to allow mail to move in the 1940s, they came up with zones. For most of my life, I lived in Zone 23. If you walk around on the earth, you live in a zone, a postal zone. There are literally hundreds of thousands of postal zones all over this world. You can send a letter from here to Tahiti. They got a postal zone. And you, glory to God. July 1st, 1963, they said that this was not enough until it was taking long to get from one place to another. So they came up with a zone improvement program. We know it as the zip code. So it put a zip code, a prefix, on zone, 3-number prefix in the, you know, to identify the city. Baltimore is 2. Other cities, the prefix to the zone is something else. But it cut down the problem of getting mail quicker. You live. So, a few years later, they came up with the postal zone. So that's what it's called, zip code plus 4. Y'all remember that? Everybody got a zip code. 21214 is ours, plus 4 more, which will indicate the block that the meth coast. Most people don't use those plus fours.
Amen.
It indicates the sexual attack. So they're trying to male people. You live in a poster zone. So you got the zone and you got the poster zone.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of poster zones. 24 time zones. Now the last one we're talking about is the life zone. There are only four life zones. I know y'all say, boy, this is deep. I shared this maybe several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good to come back and so y'all can kind of get it in your spirit. Life zones, you four life zones. You got the twilight zone. You got the dead zone. You got the carnal zone. And then you got the God zone. Hallelujah. The twilight zone, the motivation for that is fantasy. You see a lot of people in the twilight zone. The neurotic, castles in the sand, the psychotic lives in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy world, not in reality at all.
Amen.
They're in the twilight. Then you got the dead zone.
Mm.
Ain't nothing happening. You go take your, you go to the mountain. You got your cell phone, and you get no reception.
Amen.
A bunch of folk in the dead zone. They done blocked. They done gone someplace.
Amen.
At all in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
The dead zone. Then you got the motivation of the carnal comfort zone. It's whatever it feels good. That's what I'm going to do. Gotten themselves in the deep stuff, dealing with their flesh in the flesh zone.
Mm.
Before I go any further, before I get to the God zone, Pastor Peaches, I think you better give the addresses, please.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:15-16. Psalm 119:105, Philippians 3:10, Hebrews 11:6, Romans 1:17b, Galatians 3:11b, Hebrews 11:1, Matthew 6:33, 119, Galatians 5:17, Galatians 5:16-25, John 3:16, 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Now, before we get to God's zone, I need to go to two scriptures. Because we talk about those three zones that you're living in. Time zone, the zone, and the life zone. So go to those two scriptures.
Ephesians 5:15-16 says, 15 verse says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming time because the days are evil.
It's important for you to understand you don't have time on your hand. You have time in your hand.
Amen.
Next scripture, please.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Stop right there. That's letting you know where you are. That's the postal tone. Where you are. Good. Thank God. Okay, continue.
And a light unto my path.
That's going your destiny. How your destiny, your life.
Amen.
Those two scriptures talk about time zone, your postal, where you are, and where you're headed. All right, let's get back. We've been talking about the twilight zone, the dead zone, and the carnal comfort zone. The motive, again, for the carnal comfort zone is the God, another a phrase we can use for the God zone, love zone, for God is love.
Amen.
He has a comfort zone, but it's based in the spirit of the God. It's based in the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be in the carnal comfort zone. You have a whole lot of stress.
Amen.
Because you're on your way to hell and don't even know it. You're leaning on your flesh. But in the God zone, you lean on the everlasting arm.
Hallelujah.
Because God never fails.
Thank you.
Heaven and earth will pass away before God fails.
Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
The God zone, we pressing. We're moving, forgetting all those things that we're behind. Because one day we were in the carnal comfort zone. We may have been in the twilight zone or the dead zone, but glory be. Somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Testified to us. And we looked at John and said, you must be, you got to be born again. Then we looked at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Says, born again, you are a new creation. All things are past. The carnal comfort zone. Hallelujah. The dead zone. Hallelujah. The twilight zone. Hallelujah. You in a new zone. Oh, the God love, the God zone, the love zone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give me another scripture.
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith,
that is
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
When you in the God zone, you please God. But what did this scripture says, without faith, it's impossible
to please.
You got no faith? Glory to God. You ain't pleasing God. Tired of the God zone. You in the carnal comfort zone. You can call, you can say whatever you want to say. You can walk into a garage with a steering wheel and a horn. That still don't make you no car.
Amen. Amen.
If you rolling that garage, those vehicles, glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith all over the place. Faith on the top. Faith on both sides. Underneath, you got faith. You are. You're in the God zone, y'all. Glory to God. You ain't in the carnal zone. You're in the God zone. Come on now. Give me.
Hallelujah. Romans 1. 17b, the just shall live by faith.
You want to be alive? See, you had the twilight zone. The carnal zone, the God zone. You are alive in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The just by faith. You live by faith, glory. You are alive to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You walk by faith. It was faith. Hallelujah. Faith is just dripping all over you, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You press by. Faith is coming your forehead, testify in faith to God. Read me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Galatians 3:11 be. What a just shall live by faith.
Come on now. He mean this thing, y'all.
Amen.
Okay, don't be playing games. Well, I've got to wait till I see something. That ain't faith.
Amen.
That's something else.
Amen.
That's something else. That ain't faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is glory to God. Follow the same key, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll tell you what faith is. Read the next scripture.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
You got evidence. It's the faith. You don't see it, but you believe it.
Amen.
You know what, Pastor Peaches? I didn't even tell folks. The title of this message, part two of what I had the other day. Hallelujah. Life is a book test. Hallelujah. And the book is the Bible. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Two. That's why we have the word here. I stand on the word of God. It's not my opinion that 50 Cent won't even buy a cup of coffee. Won't even buy a sandwich. It may get me a smell. I might be able to smell it. But I can't buy one for 50 Cent. Glory to God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture, please.
Matthew 6. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
In the God, the first thing you do is seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. And see, God, another phrase for the God zone is the love zone.
Amen.
Or the Christ zone. Or the Holy Spirit zone. Hallelujah, because it's all one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then, people want to, give me, my name is Jimmy. Give me. And then they're seeking to grow. You tell them, okay, sign up for to the biblical learning. And they find all excuses not to sign. They want to seek, they want God to, give me, my name is Kimmy, give me, my name is Jim. But when God says, seek ye first, put this first, and then it's going to be added to you. Some of you don't haven't received stuff because everything first except God in the kingdom. And then you sing a song. He may not come right on time, and he don't show up because you ain't sending no boat out. You wait for a ship to come in. They didn't send one out. I'm waiting for my ship to come in. Did you send one out? All right, go ahead.
Isaiah 1:19. Hallelujah. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
If you be obedient, he said to me, study. You don't want to study. Oh, that's. And then you want God to heal you from cancer, want to give you new knees and new kidneys and heart and new lungs and take the rheumatism, diabetes, and all this other kind of stuff that's attacking you. He just asked, if you're willing and obedient. Willingness to work and go the extra mile. Y'all don't even want to go 1 mile, let alone the extra mile. Want to do everything. But when it comes time to the kingdom of God, you find why you can't do something. I can't do that because of this. I can't do it because of that. Suppose God said that. God said, look here, I would help you, but I'm busy. I've got 17 saying to me at the same time, I'm busy. What would you think about a God like that? We all would be up the creek without a pack. We ask so much, God, you're going to make You're gonna make a way, Lord. All I'm just praying is you make a way. You make a way to the church. I had something else to do. Well, maybe God. Suppose God used the same excuses you use. How now? You use those excuses and then just God's name on it. God's gonna say to you what you done said to him. I'm glad God's not like that, though, because he reigned on the justice.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. You're waiting for your ship to come and went out. You're waiting for all these things to be added. But add means you already got something going on. You already got the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But if you ain't seeking that, but you want the other stuff, you're out of order. Saints, you're out of order. Christians, you still a turkey that ain't done yet. Get back in the oven. Stay in that. Give me. I want a new house. I'm going to need a job. I want a new this. I want a new that. I want a new house. I want this and that other. What did you do? Are you a co-worker in the kingdom? Can we rely on you? Are you faithful? When we look for you, are you there? We look for some folks that are joining the service. Some folks join the church. Some folks are saying, I'm a co-worker in the kingdom, and you can't find it. And then when you give a call them up for a family checkup call, they say, how? I just want to know, how are you? I need somebody else to help me hold up the building. And you give excuses. And then you want God to heal and deliver. Well, he healed me for the, well, that's wonderful. He reigns on the just and unjust. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't believe God if you don't step out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Your carnal comfort zone. You need to get into God's. Stop playing games and fooling yourself. Perpetrating a hoax. You're not fooling a man of God. You're not fooling a people who are in touch with God, who not only know about God, but know, have a relationship with him. And don't be prophets of the Most High God. The prophet will hear from God, and he will tell, God will tell the prophet, word of wisdom, word of all that kind of good stuff. Tell the prophet. And you want. And the prophet.
Galatians 5:17. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 5:17.
Oh, wait, you ain't killed my mother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-mm. Thank God for the word. Galatians 5:17 says, hallelujah, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye will.
I'm going to tell you something. Your flesh is at war with the spirit. When you rely on your flesh to give you a spirit, it ain't going to do it because it's at war with the spirit. Your emotions will not tell a spiritual thing to do. Your emotions will get your butt in trouble. I ain't playing no games with folks. Folks are headed down the wrong road. The word of God, a lamp unto your feet and a light to the path. You know what? If you're on the right road or not, or you headed for trouble, or you headed for destiny and prosperity. And if you're not living in faith, if you're not walking in faith, you're barking up the road. You're walking down the wrong road. Because if you're not in faith, you're in foolishness.
Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit.
And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the 25th verse says, if ye live in the Spirit, so walk in the Spirit.
Come on now. You say, well, I'm Christian. Well, act like you know. A Christian is faithful.
Amen.
Look for you and where you are. You should sing the song, glad to be in the number. What number are you in? A number of people that don't go to church and find everybody that go to church? Because the Bible says it wasn't a suggestion, y'all. I don't care how often you snort and spit at home.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the family assemble yourselves.
Amen.
Because, see, other people, you got an anointing. God, other people need that anointing. Want to change 1,000, 2,000. You need to be in the number so we can decimate the kingdom of the enemy.
Amen.
All this stuff you're going through. Life is an open book test. The book is, you got to deal with the Bible, get in the Word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. You got to be saying, rightly analyzing, studying the Word of truth. The Bible is truth, y'all.
Amen.
Not just the part you want to live by.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the whole thing, y'all. 780 words. The whole thing, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
He loves you. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved you. God said he loved you. The least you can do is speak to God and his righteousness. And the stuff you're praying for, then all these things will be added. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
When Matthew 6:33 says, first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, this scripture is telling you, the scripture will tell you how the righteousness should look, how righteousness should look. And then you just jump over stuff. Some of you out there stacked up with somebody, ain't married. You jump over that. It talks about marriage.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Give us Lord.
Hallelujah. Some of you folks go to church every Sunday, and you know you shacking up. And you singing, and you're shacking up. Yep. Hallelujah. In error, you got to straighten yourselves out.
Amen.
I don't care if it's my children. I don't care who it is. And you pastors that go out to the deacon's wife, you ain't right either.
Oh. Get out of here. Oh. Up with Jesus.
Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Life is an open book test, y'all.
Amen.
Every day, y'all are being tested. The book to help you out of your... Speak an open book test, y'all. When you were in school and the teacher said you got a test coming, and your head went down. And then he smiled and said, it's an open book test. So you can open your notebooks and your textbook. Everybody was happy except Beavis and Beth Butthead in the textbook. Because, one, the textbook is in the locker. They left it at home. Other than those two, everybody was happy because the test was an open book test. I ain't telling you anything that should be new, y'all. It's in the Word of God. You wonder why I give you so many scriptures?
Thank you.
It ain't my opinion. We might not even buy a good bag of potato chips. I think it's 99 cents. I don't know. But you understand?
Amen.
I can't stand on my opinion. I can stand on the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father God, Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Word today. Thank you, Lord, for the seed that was sown on somebody's heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
It may have been for one person or thousands. I don't
Hallelujah.
Know. But you know.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Seed sown shall
Hallelujah. Thank you.
36 to 100, even a thousandfold increase in blessing.
Yes, yes.
We give you praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. Everyone that was able to join us tonight, hallelujah, even through the technical difficulty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God finding its way in someone's heart. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there who desires to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord, Father God, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe that he died and he's now He's risen. He's sitting now on the right hand of the Father. Lord God, now come into my heart, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God.
Hallelujah.
Please join us in the morning for morning prayer at 720-527. Hallelujah. 595. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight. And please join us in the morning at 7 a.m. Thank you, Lord. Can do it. Thank you, Lord.